Well, now to that family court decision on shared care that stunned the father in the case and is being labelled extreme by some legal experts. The family court banned the father of a five-year-old girl from seeing his daughter until she turns 18, ruling that shared care would not work. The judge said the girl's mother was determined to ignore any court orders and destroy the little girl's relationship with her father. Family law experts say the decision is extreme because the case itself was extreme. Adam Harvey has our report.
The five-year-old Queensland girl has a good relationship with her father. But that has to end now after a decision by the full bench of the family court. After years of litigation, the court ruled it would be pointless to order shared care of the girl. That's because her mother would refuse to cooperate. The court says this isn't in the child's best interests, and the only solution is to ban contact between father and daughter until she turns 18. Shared care amendments to the Family Law Act were introduced by the Howard government in 2006. Jenny Milbank is a professor of law at the University of Technology, Sydney.
The family court has to consider, under legislation, the benefit to a child of a meaningful relationship with both parents, and they must, if they order shared parental responsibility between the parents, they must also then consider whether or not the child would benefit from so-called equal time, or if not equal time, substantial and significant time.
Sometimes shared care doesn't work.
If a parent is violent or abusive, or if they have a very serious mental illness or an addiction, if they're not able to prioritise the child's needs over their own needs, or if there is such extreme conflict between the parents that the benefit of the relationship is outweighed by the destructive impact of the conflict on the child.
And that's what happened in this case. Juliet Ford is a director of the Canberra law firm Farrer, Cassini and Dunn.
There are a number of extremely fraught issues between the parents. There were allegations of violence between them. There are allegations of abuse in relation to the child. There is evidence of the father's attitude towards the mother, which is negative. And then there is also a lot of evidence as to the mother's attitude towards the father, which is also negative. And the court's been very careful not to in any way be seen to be complimenting, congratulating or condoning the actions and attitudes of each of the parents. And this isn't a case where one should say that the mother has been vindicated in her actions, because the court has very much made a decision as to what's in the interest of this little five-year-old, notwithstanding the actions of her mother in this particular case.
Professor Jenny Milbank.
You know, as Tolstoy says, every family is unhappy in its own special way. So there's no such thing really as the death of shared care or a precedent that binds other cases. This sounds like a very, you know, extreme and unusual set of facts, and so you're going to get an unusual judgment. I think it's very clear that the shared care legislation has set down a pattern of much more shared care. So you can't just say because it didn't happen in this one case that's the quotes about the death of shared care, I thought, were just a bit extreme.
And parents who simply refuse to deal with each other are playing a high-stakes game.
There is absolutely that question of kind of thwarting the relationship, but that is also a consideration in the legislation. So the court has to consider the willingness of each parent to facilitate the relationship of the child with the other parent or with other important people. So if you just say, it's over and I hate him now, so I don't want the child to see him, then one of the possible outcomes is the child will actually go into the primary care of the other parent.
Juliet Ford says that mostly the laws have a positive impact.
What's happened since those amendments is there's been a great number of cases where people have been spending more time with their children. Some can see that as being a good thing. Some may point to some decisions where that necessarily hasn't been a good thing. But what it has caused people to think about is, well, my actions and who I am as a person is going to have some relevance towards what orders somebody makes, which is in the best interest of my child. And it's not about me and what my rights are. It's about what's appropriate for my children. And that's really what this case struggled with.
And there's no disagreement that the real loser in a toxic dispute between parents is the child.
Adam Harvey with that report.